This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If you're like me and you've been wanting Nintendo's games on your phone, you've been wandering about in the gray world of knockoff software emulators for the Japanese company's titles. Well, today Nintendo is announcing the first of five games heading to smartphones. So what took so long? Marketplace's Noel King has some answers.
Nintendo's MO has been to make games that consumers play on Nintendo hardware, like the Wii and the Game Boy. Jeff Ryan is author of Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America.
It is the classic razor and blades analogy from Econ 101. If they start making blades for other people's razors, then they will go out of business making razors.
Ryan says Nintendo didn't want or need to make games for other companies' devices. But things have changed. Increasingly, people play games on smartphones. Eloise Thompson is a research analyst with Ender's Analysis.
A lot of consumers don't want to shell out a couple hundred dollars for another device when their smartphone already costs them an absolute fortune.
What's more, there's a new crop of emerging gamers. Michael Pachter is a retail analyst at Wedbush Securities.
I mean, certainly when they first came out, only people who with jobs and credit had smartphones. But now, with all these $100 family plans, people are buying smartphones for their 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds.
And that's the market analysts say Nintendo needs to tap into in order to grow. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.